Today in New Zealand, you'll be able to find something you'd only expect to see in Northern California, redwoods. Now, they're just saplings, about 18 inches tall, but they're the clones of some of the most massive trees that ever lived. And the plantings yesterday in 8 locations around the world are the first steps towards building tree archives, small forests where some of the world's most ancient trees will be cultivated for study and also, hopefully, help fight climate change. That's the hope of David Millarc. He's co-founder of the Archangel Ancient Tree Archive. He's a tree farmer who's now turned to cloning redwoods and sequoias, and he joins us from Copamish, Michigan. David, welcome.
Can I start with something?
Yeah.
I would like to donate 3 of our 3 to 4,000-year-old clone trees to Boston for the revival and the resurrection of that city.
That's.
I think it's time something really positive, something that was harmed and given up for loss comes back, and I think they could be a real icon to mark the regeneration of your city.
Well, it could be wonderful. And thank you, David. I'm going to make sure we get you hooked up with the appropriate officials. But how does this work? You know, I'm immediately thinking, will a redwood survive here? How does this work, this idea of cloning these trees and then spreading them around the world?
Well, we're planting coast redwoods in 8 countries around the world that are temperate. Coast redwoods don't like temperatures below 30 degrees, but the 3,000-year-old 30-foot diameter giant sequoias we cloned will do just well everywhere on Earth except at the poles.
Well, a couple questions. We know about grafting limbs onto trees, but how do you clone these redwoods? You get what and do what with it?
We have to find the trees. We have to send climbers to the very tops of these trees, 300 feet up, bring back about a half a bushel basket full of new growth, tips of these trees at a very specific time of the year. And we've been able to break through and micropropagate these trees, very, very high rates of success, 70-80% of trees that are 2,000 to 4,000 years old.
We understand you put these branch tips, very short, in baby food jars that have nutrients and hormones. You get these cuttings to grow, and then what?
Well, we let them come out of the jars. They're 6 to a jar, and when they root, we put them in very small containers. And we were told by most of the world scientists that this is impossible. Trying to ask a 2,000-year-old or 3,000-year-old tree to reproduce itself is akin to having a 110-year-old woman have a baby. Well, we didn't believe them. We just kept trying. We had thousands of failures until finally we got the right combination. And we propose at Archangel Ancient Tree that we reforest this planet, all of us, together right now to help offset this excess carbon in our atmosphere and to produce more oxygen.
Well, David, what's the difference between what you do and the fact that we plant trees every Earth Day? People go out with their spades and they plant some trees.
Basically, it's the same process. But these trees have never been available to the general public of the world before. And most people don't know a redwood tree or a giant sequoia grows up to 10 feet a year.
Wow.
They're some of the fastest growing trees on the planet. And they absorb CO2 in multiples of what normal trees do. They store up to 400 tons dry weight of carbon per tree.
Wow. Well, and we know that people plant trees and then the ceremony's over, and often the tree, you see it later, hadn't made it. These, you feel, have a genetic component that they're superior.
Most redwoods don't grow to be 1,000 years old. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But a very, very small percentage of them grow to be 2,000 years old, and nobody knows why. And the parents of these trees happen to be 2,000 to 4,000 years old. So we feel strongly that trees that have a proven track record probably are the trees we need to go with as we enter deeper and deeper into our climate change weather. Another fact that most people don't know is that the average lifespan of a tree planted, street planted tree in America, is about 10 years right now. We need to do better than that. We believe that these trees can do that.
That's David Millarc, a co-founder of the Archangel Ancient Tree Archive, a modern-day Johnny Appleseed. David, thanks so much. We'll hook everybody up to all of your information at hereandnow.org. Thank you.
It's been an honor, and thanks for having us.
And by the way, this is no small gift he's making to Boston, 3 saplings. He usually suggests a donation of $10,000 for just one. To grow the first successful generation of less than 500 clone trees cost him $2 million. Again, we'll link you up at hereandnow.org.